Grace and peace be to you from God our Creator, our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, and the Holy Spirit who sends us out. Amen. Spring and summer seem to be the time that brings a lot of big, momentous life transitions, graduations and confirmations and weddings. My niece graduated over Memorial Weekend from high school, and I know my sister and her family spent weeks preparing for the party. They redid their garage floor to get ready for all of the people who would be coming over. And I remember her texting me, my sister, in February, making little graduation party favors out of Reese's peanut butter cups, the mini ones, and paper to make little tiny graduation caps for the party. Yesterday was one of the blessed days as a pastor when I was able to see the whole of life in one day. In the morning, I stood and prayed with the family as they put their loved one's ashes to rest. And this person had died a little while ago, but coming together yesterday at the cemetery to pray together and to remember that person, the grief felt fresh and the tears flowed. And then later in the afternoon, I came here and I officiated a wedding. And it was for Terry Wagner's granddaughter, and Terry is here this morning. It was a great day yesterday. And as always, I was touched by how much a wedding service moves people when the bride walks down the aisle, when the vows are spoken, when the rings are exchanged. It's always a very moving time for the people who are there. And it's a moment of transition that marks the passing of time. Joy and sadness for me yesterday, all in one day. And this is life, isn't it? This week we begin a 5-week series on the book of Psalms. And each week we'll hear a different psalm. And the order of the psalms in this series is meant to show you the journey of the psalms and how we experience them, how they show us the ups and downs of life and incorporate everything that we experience. In his introduction to the book that he wrote on Psalms, Dr. Jim Lindbergh describes a scene from Fiddler on the Roof, the musical. And it's the scene where an evening wedding takes place in the character Tevye's backyard. And it's in a village in Russia. And as the guests come in, they're carrying candles. It's a beautiful scene. Tevye looks at the bridal couple and he asks, "Is this the little girl I carried? Is this the little boy at play?" And his wife responds, "I don't remember growing older. When did they?" And then the women in the village sing, "Sunrise, sunset, swiftly fly the years, one season following another, laden with happiness and tears." And Dr. Lindbergh describes happiness and tears as marking the poles of our lives. And they are the fundamental notes that run through the book of Psalms. There is praise for the good times, like we hear this morning in Psalm 100. There are deep laments for the difficult times in life and everything in between. There are 150 Psalms in the Bible. And the book of Psalms was formed when the songs and the prayers of the people of God were finally written down together in a book. And they were used and still are used for ritual, for liturgy, to mark those big momentous times in life. And they originally functioned as a hymn book for the people of God. Wherever you're at in your life, whether you are experiencing one pole or the other pole, happiness or tears, start reading the book of Psalms and keep reading until you find something that moves you and connects with you, because you will. You will eventually come upon an image or a word or a phrase that describes how you're feeling right in this moment. And that is the beauty of the book of Psalms. It's helping you to know that the community of God has gone through what you are going through generation upon generation and has written down what it feels, this deep grief, this deep joy, from hopelessness to highest praise, connection to God. And today's psalm is one of highest praise, Psalm 100. It tells us, even commands us, that we need to praise God in all that we do. And Isaac Watts is a prolific hymn writer. If you look through our hymnal, you'll see that he wrote a lot of the hymns in there. He paraphrased this psalm into a hymn tune called Old Hundredth for Psalm 100, and you may be familiar with it. Praise God from whom all blessings flow. Praise him, all creatures here below. Praise him above, ye heavenly host. Praise Father, Son, and Holy Ghost. This hymn has been used in momentous occasions around the world, most notably at the coronation of Queen Elizabeth in 1953 as she walked down the aisle. This hymn was played. This psalm commands us to do 6 things: make a joyful noise, worship with gladness, come with singing, know that the Lord is God, enter with thanksgiving, give thanks, and bless God's name, which is what we're doing today as we gather here. And why are we to praise God? And this is the question that the psalm answers in this moment. Because we are God's people, we belong to God. God has created us and everything in the universe. And we praise God because God's steadfast love for us never ends, whether we know it, all the time. And this love has existed for generation upon generation. And our praise, according to this psalm, isn't meant to be understated. It's meant to be enthusiastic, full of singing and music, which is why this psalm has been set to so many different tunes and has been used in singing in so many different ways, full of words and thanks for all that God has done. And this praise is meant to be heard by others, because when you're praising God, you can't help but have others hear it. And so it's also a psalm of witness and sharing with others about all that God has done. Our praise becomes our witness. And thanks be to God for the psalms and the way that they connect with us and with life. Amen.